So in my younger life, when I was younger and had more hair and could bend over and tie my shoes without taking ibuprofen and just generally better than I am now, I worked in a sporting goods store, a big 90,000 million square foot store, a lot of people. It was a good time. We had fun. It was kind of a fraternal experience, if you will. And some of us decided we would kind of place this wager, this dare amongst us that said, if you quit, if you voluntarily leave this job, you may not exit without performing said stunt. We were attached to a mall. So the stunt was that you had to put on a certain required uniform, and you had to skate on some inline skates, some rollerblades, around the mall. The mall was a circle, and you had to skate around the mall without getting caught and come back in, and then you were free to pursue your career. A friend of mine quit. He did the job. I got to say, he kind of wimped out. He went on a Tuesday in the morning, you know, and there was no one there. It was kind of like, it was kind of bland. And then I quit, and I said, I am not going out without doing this right. So we're gonna go there. So the uniform, the thing you had to do, and if any of you watched the trailer for this presentation, you saw a little cartoon from Britain about this. I feel bad that he had to draw this. But the uniform was, well, I'll start from head to toe, was a like this fuzzy ski hat. It looked like this Russian guard's hat, this big black fuzzy thing. Some ski goggles. A women's sport athletic bra, and an American flag Speedo. And then red and white striped baseball socks. Those are tall. They go all the way to the knee. And then the prerequisite hockey skates. And you had to go through them all. And a whistle, a coach's whistle, a referee's whistle. You had to make some noise. You couldn't just sneak through. You had to be... So this mall was a half mile around, okay? And at the halfway point of the half mile, so a quarter mile in, was the food court. Now, my day of exit was, of course, a Saturday. And it was a sale day at the mall. So there were like 10.4 billion people in the mall, right? And it was packed. And I waited. I was like, yeah, we're going to do this right. You only live once. What have I got to lose, right? What have I got to lose? That's what I'm thinking. This is going to be good. So the time comes. I go in the back. I have a little bit of liberty. I'm a low-level manager at this place, so I do have a space in the back. I can at least prepare myself with some dignity. And I go in, and I don the costume. And that is a moment in self-realization in itself. So I head out into the store and promptly exit into the mall. Now, Megan, who's the producer of the show, and Tad have asked that I disclose the fact that at this point in my life, I was fairly accomplished at what I was about to do. I actually would spend a great deal of time in European countries and stuff as a World Cup level speed skater. And I don't say that to brag, just to say that I'm going to go. Like, we're going to send it, right? So off I go into the mall. And here it is, man. It's baby strollers and mall walkers and... It's on, right? And it's just a blur. It's like when the Millennium Falcon went into light speed, and it's just lights, right? And I'm just, oh my gosh, you know. And I'm going along, and the first quarter mile was pretty mellow. You know, I gotta say, I mean, I think it was. I don't think my heart beat at all in that first quarter mile. So maybe why? Maybe I was just on the edge of consciousness. But then I hit the food court, and this place is packed. It's like it. When I come in, it looks like when the Seahawks come through for the start of the game. That's what I see. I just see a stadium full of people, right? Of course you do. You're in a Speedo. This is where the coach's whistle comes into play, because you have to enter this is part of the dare. We detailed this thing way too much. You have to hit the food court, and you have to put the whistle and blow as hard as you can, all right? Now, if you've ever worn a Speedo, you don't ever stand like this, right? You don't stand like that when you're by yourself at home, you know? You don't, right? Let alone in front of whoever. So I hit the food court, and I, right? And And it's, it erupts, right? It's just like, now it's really light speed. Now it's like light speed times three, right? And I can hear stuff, and I'm just like, just on the edge of blacking out, right? It's just red, and there's stars everywhere. And I'm just like, oh, my God. So I get out of the food court, and there's the Cinnabon, and there's the Orange Julius, and the thing, and I'm just like, in the stroller, shit. You know, and I'm, oh. And there's ramps, and there's stairs, and I'm like, oh, you know, and it's bad. I'm just like, don't crash, don't crash, don't get caught. And now that I'm known, right, the cops are out, the security, the mall cops, and they're coming out of the side hallways. Like, it's like a video game, you know, and I'm just like, and there's one, and I'm just like, oh, my God. And they're the Keystone cops, you know. I mean, what are they going to do? Like, you know, they ain't going to shoot me or anything, but so I'm going and going and just like, you know, you feel the breeze blowing. And so I jam into the back end of the store and I rush back through, back to my hiding spot in an office where I jump back into my clothes, my polo shirt, my Docker khakis, and I run back out just in time to catch the mall security guys looking for me. So I have that kind of carte blanche. I'm a store manager. I'm at A level, and I know these guys. I see them all the time. And I'm like, oh, did you guys get them? Well, let's go. This way. I think it went that way. And we're running. And we're running through the mall, and we're looking for me. And this is great. And underneath all my uniform, my polo shirt and my khakis, is the Spidoo and the bra and the socks. Skates are off, of course. So they're looking, and finally they give up their hunt, and off they go. I'm pretty sure the story's just ended there. It's midday, of course. I'm working till the end of the day, till close, 9 o'clock or whatever. 8:45, I catch a kid shoplifting. And that comes with some prerequisite duty. You got to take the kid, and you got to go to our security office, and then you got to wait for mall cops to come. And then mall cops come and they do their thing and they do that. And then the real cops come and then they figure out what's going to happen with this kid's fate and so forth. So I'm sitting there so it's our security guard and this 12, 13-year-old kid who just tried to shoplift a cup or something stupid. And then me and then the mall cop. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, man, I got to ask, what have I got to lose, you know? Hey, I heard you guys had a skater today. Mall cop. Yeah. Yeah, but he learned his lesson. Really? Tell me, what happened? Yeah, we caught him. Please tell me more. How? Yeah, we took him down. He won't be back. He's cited for damage to the floors and has a no trespassing permit, and he'll be spending the night doing something awful. I don't. Whoa! Whoa! This is great! This guy's telling me they caught me! I'm about to pee. You know, I'm just excited, right? So, about that time, the real cops show up. And the real cop actually comes in right as the mall cop is finishing his shtick about catching me. Real cop knows right away. He smells it. And he's like, eh, no good. But he laughs. He rolls with it. He lets mall cop have his moment. And then he serves me mine. Real cop says, oh, if that guy had only waited 5 more minutes. Why 5 more minutes? What was going to happen in 5 minutes? Why? I'm burning with curiosity. I've been caught, but I should have waited 5 minutes. He says, oh, we had 250 King County SWAT team members here for training using the mall corridor. He would have come around the corner to a wall. I almost fainted at that point. And I'm thinking, what have I got to lose? This story has served a lesson in my life as I've hit a few milestone markers since then. I'm a little bit older now, and I've thought a few times as I approach something with a little bit of risk, I've thought, what have I got to lose? Thank you.